Tyrion had to stand on his toes to get a look. A dead hare lay on the ground below. Another, long ears twitching, was about to expire from the bolt in his side. Spent quarrels lay strewn across the hard-packed earth, like straw scattered by a storm. "Now!" Joff shouted. The gamesman released the hare he was holding, and he went bounding off. Joffrey jerked the trigger on the crossbow, the bolt missed by 2 feet. The hare stood on his hind legs and twitched his nose at the king. Cursing, Joff spun the wheel to winch back his string, but the animal was gone before he was loaded. "Another!" The gamesman reached into the hutch. This one made a brown streak against the stone, while Joffrey's hurried shot almost took Sir Preston in the groin. Littlefinger turned away. "Boy, are you fond of potted hare?" he asked Podrick Payne. Pod stared at the visitor's boots, lovely things of red-dyed leather ornamented with black scrollwork. "To eat, my lord." "Invest in pots," Littlefinger advised. "Hares will soon overrun the castle. We'll be eating hare thrice a day."
"Better than rats on a skewer," said Tyrion. "Pod, leave us, unless Lord Pataya would care for some refreshment."